Says Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. President Nicolas Maduro was re-elected as the president of Venezuela, a country in the midst of historic economic collapse. Voter turnout appears to be extremely low after calls for a boycott. A number of countries are refusing to recognize results because of irregularities. The United States has suspended its plan to impose sweeping tariffs during negotiations to reduce its trade deficit with China. Inmates older than 55 serving time in federal and state prisons make up the fastest growing age group behind bars, increasing more than 500% since the 1990s. The American healthcare system is responsible for more than 250,000 deaths per year because of medical error, the rough equivalent of a jumbo jet crashing every day. Companies that grow, process, or sell cannabis products reported an estimated $12.9 billion in revenue in 2017, according to BDS Analytics, an industry group based in Boulder, Colorado. Wealth inequality for families with children grew exponentially between 1989 and 2013, with a decline in wealth of 56%. The top 1% saw their wealth increase by 156%, while the bottom half saw their wealth decrease by 260%. Pell grants support education for lower-income families now only cover 29% of the cost of a four-year degree at a public college, the lowest percentage on record. The net worth of older people's households increased by 45% from 1989 to 2013. Supreme Court and Epic Systems Corporation versus Lewis ruled in a 5-4 vote that companies can use arbitration clauses in employment contracts to bar workers from joining forces in legal actions over problems in the workplace. 69,000 filings in housing court in Brooklyn, second only to the Bronx. Fines only 6% were housing park cases in which tenants bring actions against landlords for offenses like lack of heat, broken fixtures, or vermin. Virtually all the rest were eviction actions, mainly over tenants falling behind on the rent. Convicted coal baron Don Blankenship is trying to run as a third-party candidate for the U.S. Senate from West Virginia, which could upset the apple cart there. Voice the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.